الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله؟ ألا إن نصر الله قريب. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable علماء الكرام, respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah تبارك وتعالى has created this world as a place of test. This world is Darul Bala. Any condition and every condition in this world, be it ease and comfort, or be it difficulty and hardship, both are a test from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In Surah Al-Fajr, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ. That man, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decides to test him, test him how? فَأَكْرَمَهُ, he spoils him, he blesses him. وَنَعَمَهُ, and bestows his favors upon him. So blessings, ease, comfort, wealth, luxury, good health, this is also a test from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ. And man, when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wishes to test him, and thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tightens, decreases his rizq and his rosy from him. So difficult conditions, difficulties, whether it is financial, whether it is in our health, in our children, whatever it may be, every condition, good or bad, is a test from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and this is what this world is all about. The Akhirah, the hereafter, this is Darul Jaza. This is Darul Hisab. That is the place of reward, of recompensation. For the person who passed the test, for him is Jannah. And for him who failed the test, for him Allah protect us, is the fire of Jahannam. This is why ulama explain, the Quran Sharif explains, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his Mubarak Ahadith has explained that our conditions in this world are no criteria whereby we can judge whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with someone or unhappy with someone. Likewise, our conditions in this world in no way indicate whether a person is right or whether he is wrong, whether he is successful or unsuccessful. Haven't we seen in history, haven't we read the stories of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam? On one hand, there is Fir'aun, comfortable in his palace, with every luxury and wealth at his disposal, armies at his beck and call. أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرٍ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. Don't you see, I have rulership, I have control of all of Egypt, and look at these rivers flowing beneath my feet. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Such was the wealth, power, influence, control, luxuries Allah had blessed him with, that drunken with this intoxication, Fir'aun went to the extent to say to the people of Egypt, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am your Lord, the greatest, the loftiest, the highest, nobody greater than me. And on the other hand, where is Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam? Running away, seeking refuge, exile, running away from Egypt with no food, with no proper clothing, no proper provisions for the journey to Madian. This was his condition in the world, and this was the condition of Fir'aun in the world. The conditions, our conditions in this world are in no way a criteria, a basis for whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us, or whether we are successful, or that person is successful. As the poet says in Urdu, aise raho, aise raho, ya to waise raho, waha dekhna hai ki kaise rahe. Whether you live like this or whether you live like that, whether we live like Fir'aun in comforts and in luxuries, or whether we live like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, doesn't mean anything. Waha dekhna hai ki kaise rahe. Success is in the hereafter. We have to see how we will fare in the hereafter. This is the successful person. So this world is a place of bala, a place of test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to the wealth of the world, the comforts of the world, the luxuries of the world, in the words of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى يُعْتِي الدُّنْيَا لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ وَمَنْ لَا يُحِبُّ. Allah gives the world to whoever He wants. A kafir also enjoys. A believer can also enjoy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this, any condition and every condition, a test for us. In the conditions of ease, we make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We do not despise and look down at others. We do not become proud and arrogant and haughty. And in the conditions of difficulty, we make sabr. We bear the hardships that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places upon us. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam were the beloved, the chosen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet even they had to undergo hardship. We spoke of Fir'aun, we spoke of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Many other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Ayyub, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, how much of difficulties he had to undergo, of sickness, of losing his family. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, trapped in the belly of the fish. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, thrown in the well and then languishing in prison for years on end. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, becoming blind out of crying at the separation of his child Yusuf alayhi salam. So these were all the various conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed upon the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. But this in no way meant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unhappy with them, that they are unsuccessful. And the enemies on the other hand who enjoyed comforts and luxuries, this in no way meant that they were victorious or they were successful. Likewise, if you look into the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, like the Anbiya alayhimu salam, or the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the chosen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in were also the chosen, selected servants of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah declared Allah is happy with them and they are happy with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yet despite them being so close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the chosen servants of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but they also had to undergo hardships. And not simple, not little hardship, tremendous, great hardship. On one occasion, one person, a tabi, said to a sahabi radiallahu anhu, I forget his name, he said to him that you people were so lucky that you are in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How I wish that I was also alive in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The sahabi replied and he said, you should rather be grateful that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allowed you to be born in the condition of iman. Because the sahaba radiallahu anhum were tried and tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such trials and tests that perhaps you will not be able to manage. There were times when a sahabi is standing on the battlefield and before him is his beloved son or his dearest and respected father, who is holding the sword against him. And in those challenges, in those trying situations, They had to hold on to the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sahabi said, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum, I said, that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were beaten. They were beaten, they were thirst. The Quraysh would starve them. The Quraysh would make them stay thirsty to such an extent that the Sahabi would not be able to sit, leave alone stand, out of weakness, out of pain, out of difficulty, out of hardship. The Sahabi was unable to even stand. Yet, at that time, they were the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. They were the chosen ummah. They were the chosen class. They were the friends of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this world being a place of bala, of test, allowed these conditions to come over the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Whereas the enemies were living in luxury. They thought they had the upper hand. They could do with them as they wanted. Look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wasn't an ordinary person in Makkah Mukarramah. He was a very influential, high-ranking person in Makkah Mukarramah. That when the Quraysh, just for us to understand his position, that when the Quraysh had heaped misery upon him to such an extent, that this great leader of Makkah, Makkah Mukarramah, Siddiq Akbar, the closest friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chosen after the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, but he was unable to bear that hardship. And with the permission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is forced by the conditions to leave Makkah Mukarramah and to go where? To go to Habasha, a foreign land, a land inhabited by disbelievers. And as he's leaving Makkah Mukarramah, and he's met by another leader of Makkah Mukarramah, Ibn al-Dughunna, if I'm not mistaken, his name was. He said, "Oh Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, where are you going?" He said, "I'm leaving Makkah because my people have heaped misery upon me, they've tortured me, they have troubled me, they have hurt me to such an extent that I can't bear this any longer. I'm now leaving Makkah Mukarramah." Ibn al-Dughunna said, "Inna mithlaka ya Aba Bakr la yukhraju wa la yahruj." Oh Abu Bakr, a person like you can never be expelled from Makkah Mukarramah. A person like you should never leave Makkah Mukarramah. For Allah, by the qasam of Allah, these are your good qualities. Innaka lataksibu al-ma'adum wa tasilu al-rahim wa tahmilu al-kal. People who don't have earnings, don't have income, you give them wealth, you take care of them, you maintain your family nations, you help people in time of distress. Just to digress, these were the exact words of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after receiving the first wahi and revelation, and when he came to Khadija radiallahu anha, and he said, "Zammiluni, zammiluni, wrap me up in blankets, I don't know what's going on." Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha comforted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the same words, "Kalla la yukhzika Allahu abada." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never disgrace you, will never humiliate you, because you do the same things that was mentioned about Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this was the type of person he was in Makkah Mukarramah. Wealthy person. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha says, "The day my father accepted Islam, he had 40,000 dinars, gold coins. This was his wealth. Yet how much of difficulty didn't he have to undergo?" It is mentioned in the narration that when there were 38 people who had accepted Islam, 38 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I think the time has come for us to openly invite people to Islam." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, I don't think it is time, we are still few in number." But Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu insisted. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes with him and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, 38 of them, and they go to the Kaaba. They sit in various parts of the Haram, sitting with their family members. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stands up and delivers a khutbah, openly inviting the Quraysh to bring Iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there no sooner does he deliver this khutbah, the same Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was so influential, so respected, so wealthy, the entire Quraysh, the entire Makkah fall upon him. Not only him, but all the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum who are there in the Haram, they fall upon them and they begin beating them mercilessly. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is trampled with the Abu Bakrin. He's put on the floor and trampled. So much so that it is written in the riwayat that he could not see his nose from the rest of his face. And they beat him so much that eventually when his family intervened and carried him and took him away home, it is the words that are mentioned in the hadith, in the narration, لَا يَشُكُّونَ فِي مَوْتِهِ. They had no doubt that Abu Bakr is a dead man. Abu Bakr will never survive this. Radiallahu anhu. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was witnessing all this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed all this to happen, allowed all this to transpire, because this world is Darul Bala. And this is the verse that I recited in the beginning, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O reciters of Quran, Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-jannah? Do you think that you will enter Jannah? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ. And the conditions that had come to the previous nations will not come to you? No. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. Difficulties, hardships had come upon the previous nations. It will also come upon you. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah writes, أي الأسقام والأمراض والآلام والمصائب والنوائب. Sometimes there will be natural disasters. Sometimes there will be calamities, difficulties, hardships, pain, injury, in the form of sickness, in the form of loss of wealth. All this will happen. وَزُلْزِلُوا. And they were shaken up. زُلْزِلُوا أي خَوْفًا مِّنْ أَعْدَائِهِمْ. They were shaken out of fear of the enemies. So Allah Ta'ala says, do you think that you will enter into Jannah just like that, without going through those hardships? Just as the previous ummahs went through hardships, they were also tested. Yes, we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for afiyah. But as I said, this world is Darul Bala. And the purpose for me mentioning all these incidents is for us to understand that while our hearts bleed and tears roll down from our eyes and we cannot live normal lives and we cry at what is happening to our ummah, this is not a moment of despondency. In those hardships, so many years of difficulties in Makkah Mukarramah, at no point that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at him, was he spared physical abuse, verbal abuse? His family was harmed, he was harmed, his life was threatened, plots were made to kill him, he was driven out of Makkah Mukarramah, yet he was the beloved of Allah. So it is not a moment of despondency. Yes, we continue in our dua. We continue helping in whichever way is possible. But we should never ever despair from the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned one narration in his tafsir, narrating from Abu Razin rahimahullah, Ajiba Rabbuna min kunuti ibadihi qurba ghayfihi. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes astonished at his servants when they lose hope in the help of Allah, whereas the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so close. So we should never ever despair. Yes, what we should be doing, respected Allah's friends, is we should be doing some introspection. One is, the world is Darul Bala, the world is a place of test. But we should be examining ourselves and questioning ourselves. That what if perhaps I am the reason why the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being delayed? Or we as an ummah are the reason why the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being delayed? Or the reason why these conditions are befalling this ummah? Anything is possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. It is His wisdom. But as servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to have a heart full of hope and at the same time a heart full of fear. Fear that perhaps it is me, it is my misbehavior, my wrongs, my ill doings, my oppression, my sin that is bringing about the conditions upon the ummah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has perhaps indicated to in the hadith, hadith of Abu Dawud, Musnad Ahmad, يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمْ أَن تَدَاعَى عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَاعَى الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصْعَتِهَا. The time is going to come where the disbelieving nations will invite each other to devour you and destroy you. Like how people invite each other to come and devour a delicious meal. Having a meal, there's no difficulty, there's enjoyment, there's no apprehension. You're invited, let's go eat. So like that, they will be invited and they will come. Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will it be because we are few in number? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bal, no. Antum yawm ibn kathir. You will be abundant in number, billions. Walakinakum ghutha'un ka ghutha'i sail. But despite your abundance, you will be like the dirt on the flood waters. So much of dirt coming. Anybody pays attention to that straw, to that dirt, that rubbish? Nobody pays any attention. So although you will be a great number, nobody will pay attention to you. وَلَا يَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ قُلُوبِ عَدُوِّكُمْ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove your fear from the hearts of your enemies. وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهْنِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place weakness in your heart. Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be the cause of that weakness? And this is the point, may Allah grant me tawfiq, grant us all tawfiq. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never be false. Mulla Ali Qari rahimahullah, in the commentary of this hadith, speaking of his time, he says, we are all guilty of this. We have fallen prey to this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The love of the world and dislike of death. Moment of introspection. I cannot speak for you. I can speak for myself. And I can say for sure, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are not 100% but 1000% true. Let us examine, take the most important aspect of our deen, and that is salah. Let us just gauge ourselves, let us test ourselves with the most important ibadat in deen, which holds, takes the position of the head of our deen, the most supporting pillar of our deen, and that is salah. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا. Has the world taken us away from salah? Are we performing our 5 daily salah? Are we performing it with jama'ah? Are we performing our sunnah salah? Are we performing salah as we ought to perform salah? Are the women at home performing salah? Our children, the youth, our neighbors, our communities. How are we conducting ourselves in our lives, in our dressing, in our attitudes, in our earnings, in our weddings? Isn't it a moment to cry that a million rands can be spent on one dress, but we don't have the heart to send a million rands to the people who are suffering? We don't have the heart to realize that these people are giving their lives for the sake of deen. And remember, it is not that they have moved away from deen. We have moved away from deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, we are one body. Many a times the head pains, but the cause of the headache is not in the head. The cause of the headache is indigestion in the stomach. The pain has has manifested itself in Gaza, in the West Bank, in Sham, in Kashmir, in Sudan. But it doesn't mean the problem lies there. We know, we can see, we are aware of what is happening around us. Respected elders and friends, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are reminded to us. We should examine our lives, consultize ourselves and our children, and this is a moment, a time for us, the entire Ummah, to turn back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring about ease, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hasten His help for this Ummah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا طيبا كما أمر ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين ولا تحب الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين وادعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال ربكم ادعوني يستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم احم المستضعفين في كل مكان خاصة في غزة في الضفة وفي العالم كلها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم كن للمسلمين عونا ونصيرا اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزم أعداءهم وانصرهم وانصرهم على أعدائهم يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وقال تعالى: فاذكروني يذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Straight in your Sufuf. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله؟ ألا إن نصر الله قريب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. سبحانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحور أعدائنا ونعوذ بك من شرورهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا ووسع لنا أخلاقنا وطيب لنا كسبنا وقنعنا بما رزقتنا وبارك لنا فيه ولا تذهب طلبنا إلى شيء صرفته عنا. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله.